the last lamb needed for sacrifice for us. God's a present God right now. God's not over yonder. He's not over there. He's now, and he's here. He lives inside of us as believers. Turn to Psalms 46. Most of you are going to be familiar with this psalm that talks about that, about God being our refuge. And with what is coming, I thought this would be very appropriate tonight to talk about, to encourage you of your future as a Christian, as Mel has already kind of preluded to. Secure our lives in Christ and we'll be fine. Everything's going to work out. I want you to look at somebody beside you. If there's an empty chair, look at the empty chair. And tell them it's going to work out. Did you tell Jamie it's going to work out, Avery? Very good, thank you. Did you tell Avery it's going to work out, Jamie? That's why I'm preaching the message. God's a now God, not an eventual God. He's a now God. Psalms 46. Just a little history of this Psalms. Found out that this psalm here is what inspired Martin Luther to pen the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." If any of you have ever heard that. I had never heard that hymn in my life until I played it today. As I was coming across this, and it said it inspired him to write that hymn. I never heard that song. I didn't grow up in a hymn church, so I didn't know it. But I played a little bit of it. But it inspired Martin Luther to write that hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Look at verse 1. Have you got it, Joe Brown? I want you, Joe, if you would read verse 1. Psalms 46, verse 1. A present help. That's key. He's a present help in trouble. We ain't got to wait on God. He's not an eventual God. He's a present God right now when we're in trouble. Whether it's spiritual trouble, financial trouble, physical trouble, marital trouble, whatever trouble we find ourselves in, God is present now. And we must see God as who he is, not a distant being that doesn't hear us or see us or think our battle matters. God does care what you're going through. God sees what you're going through. And God wants to bless and help and encourage and lift you up. God knows. But we must rely on him and turn to him and recognize he's a present God right now. Not a later. He's present. You know, we're about to turn into a new year in 2 days. We're going to go into a brand new year, 2013. 48 hours from now. No, less than that. 30 hours from now, approximately, 29 and a half hours. We will be going into a brand new year. And as we cross that threshold, God is with us. God's with us. And it's important as Christians we know that. You know, there's Christians that pray prayers like this, "Lord, if you can hear me." Really? Lord, if you're there, are you kidding me? Lord, I know I ain't talked to you in a while, but if you happen to have a moment of time, He knows. He's right here, present with us, among us. Creation teaches us he's with us. We wake up with God. We lay down with God. He is an ever-present help. And that's key to know. Moses needed some present help. Think about this. Pharaoh's army's on one end. A body of water's on the other end. He's got 2 million plus people and all the animals and all the provision, and he's trapped. Thank God he showed up then. Thank God that Moses wasn't my son and says it'll eventually work out. I mean, thank God for that. That as Moses stretched out his staff by faith, by God's authority, in that moment of crisis, he showed up. In that very moment when their backs were against a wall and the enemy was on this side, God showed up in their exact moment they needed him. And I think sometimes that when we think of things of God or pray to God or have needs of God, we always think sometime later. Or, "God, I know eventually you'll work it out." Or, "Maybe someday it'll happen." Or, "Maybe in a few months." Maybe it's not my time. instead of declaring, God, you are my present help, whatever moment we find ourselves in the middle of a nightmare, you call out the name of Jesus. He's a present help to deliver you out of that darkness right then. When there's pain in your body, call upon him right now. Don't try to wait till Sunday and hang on to the preacher anointed with oil. In your bed, say, God, you are now a present help. Your spirit is with me this exact moment, not tomorrow, not Wednesday, not Sunday, not revival, right now. And I speak healing into my body in this present moment. That's the God that we serve. Understanding he can meet our needs. You got a bill due. He's your present help. God, I need it now. I can't wait. They're calling. I really need you to show up like yesterday and help me out. And God shows up. It's very important we recognize and realize he's a present help. He's not distant. He's now. Just like he was in Moses, just like he was at the cross, he's a present help. Just like when he walked in the water and he got all those fishes and those nets, they went fishing that night. God filled the nets right then. In that moment, God filled the nets with fish. He wants to fill us right now. And as we go in the new year, we must recognize he's with us right now. Now, I love verse 2. Job established verse 1. He is our refuge. He's our strength. He's a present help in trouble. So because of that, verse 2 tells us what we can do. We will not fear. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So what does this tell us? No matter what we see happening, no matter what in our world changes, we do not fear. Why don't we fear? Because God's in our presence. We don't fear because God's with us. He knows the mountains are going to shake and the earth's going to roar. He knows all these things. He knows every change, every prophecy, when it'll be fulfilled. God knows everything, yet he's in our present to strengthen us that we don't have to be afraid. It's like when you're a kid. We'll take the little one there beside Paula because she's still pretty little. And I bet she don't like getting lost from mama. So if they're at Walmart and they're walking together and then mama goes over a few aisles or a different department and there she is looking around, oh my gosh, mama, mama, she's yelling, she's hollering, and she's panicking. Why? She was safe in the presence of her mother. When she knew her presence was right there, she felt safe. But when she thought that presence had been disrupted, she felt afraid. Spiritually, we must realize God's presence doesn't leave us. God is not Paula at a Walmart that leaves her kid behind. Aren't you glad for that? Hallelujah. When we're in sporting goods, God's there. We're in garden center, God's there. We're in the beanie weenie aisle, God is there. We in layaway, God is there. He goes with us. We never have to turn around and say, God, where'd you go? Sometimes we feel that way, but that's on our end, not his. It's because we have failed to fellowship with him and recognize and even acknowledge his presence is there. God doesn't leave us. And because he is a present help in trouble, we don't have to fear. What this Psalms opens up telling me is this. No matter what happens, you ain't got to be afraid. I'm with you. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to take care of it. I got it. Don't matter what you see or what you read or what any politician says or what bomb drops. It just don't matter. I'm with you in your time of trouble. I will guard you. I will protect you. I will keep you. I will bind you. You will have the victory always. Don't fear what is around you. Surrender to what's in you. As we submit to God's headship, then we're safe. We're safe. Just as a child feels safe in her mother's arms. I had great issues. And I'm not just picking on her. I had great issues too, darling. Not that you do. But I had issues of being apart from my parents when I were little. If my mom or dad skipped the aisle and I didn't keep up, I panicked. I mean, I panicked. I had major separation anxiety issues. It's the child. And some children aren't like that. I was. When I couldn't see mom or dad, I panicked. Even though dad was one aisle over, and like any typical man, like I would be, if I do my kids now, I just right here, what? And I'm sitting there, heart's 150 beats a minute, you know, sweating, panicking. I mean, just about to freak out. And dad's one aisle over, all because he saw the big pork and skins sign, buy one, get one free. He went crazy and left me. Are you kidding me? Forget my feelings. I'm still scarred by that. Winn-Dixie, never forget it. I lost him at the old Winn-Dixie from the mall when it was a Winn-Dixie. He's in there, and he's one aisle over. I couldn't find. I remember that. I couldn't find him. He's one aisle over, just one aisle. But I was afraid because I couldn't see my dad's presence. I didn't know where he was. We spiritually sometimes, I think, walk that way, not realizing God is with us, trying to figure out where he's at. Well, he's here. Just because you're having a bad day don't mean God ain't present. Just because things aren't working out doesn't mean God's not present. Just because we go through storms doesn't mean God's not present. It's in those very storms we see the most God we can ever see if we'll just look. As Melly has testified, she has gone through much in the past few years. And she stands here today unbelievably strong only because God was a present help in her time of trouble. It was only by the grace of God and the strength of God. We've all had loss. In this church, we've had loss. My grandpa 2 years ago, Jean, not very long ago at all. We've all had loss, and it hurts. And we think we're not going to get through that, and this is the worst thing I have faced. But then God reminds us, I'm here, and I'm carrying you forward, and you will move on by my strength and by my grace. Doesn't matter what happens to the earth, God's a present help in trouble. Verse 5 says this, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Man, when you know God is really with you, it's what the Bible says in the New Testament. If God is for you, who can be against you? Nobody can. Understand, there's nobody, no enemy, no weapon that can destroy the seed of God that has been planted in you by faith. Nothing can destroy that seed. It's forever. That seed of God's forever. So the devil will snarl. He'll put his horns up. He'll look mean and ugly, bring all this calamity around you. But in the end, the present help of God comes in and says, no, not this one. I'm going to lift you out of that and protect you from all of that and put my arms out and block out all the fiery darts of the devil trying to attack your life. And you'll even be amazed at how strong you stand, wondering, where's the strength coming from? Where's the peace coming from? Where's the joy coming from? How can I stand this position with such authority when all hell is in me? It's because the blood of Jesus covers you, and his strength in your weakest moments makes you strong and lifts you up and picks you up and restores the brokenness and reminds you who you are in him, that I have not left you, I have not forsaken you, and I never will. When you know God don't leave you behind the aisle, my God, it gives you peace to know I'll never lose sight of the one who died for me. I'll never lose sight of the one who rose the third day. I'll never lose the sight of the one who captivated my heart when he died on Calvary for me. I'll never lose the sight of him. Man, that's good news. That's the peace the world needs and they don't have. You know, Melly was sharing at lunch with my parents yesterday. I think it was lunch and not here. About a person we know that was an atheist, didn't believe, and was so disappointed that the world didn't end because they had it all figured out. They said the stars were, and this person is a pretty intelligent person. It's not like it's some watermelon off the truck hick. I mean, this is a, if you're born a watermelon truck, no offense, but this is a pretty smart guy, and he is so disappointed because he said all the stars were lined up, it was supposed to happen, and for 5 or 6 years he was predicting this, ready for it, and now all of his thinking and faith and whatever have now been a little bit shaken. I don't know what to believe now, really. Isn't that interesting? Get it all pegged out, and it didn't happen. Why? Yes, as Melly said, false prophecy sometimes can be good, because it points us to true prophecy of what God's word says. And I remind you, we all know it. We can quote it from a time we're ever learning anything about church. No man knows the day or the hour. No man knows that time. As in the days of Noah, so shall the Son of Man be. They were eating and marrying and drinking, doing about their business, and then one day, boom, everything changed. What Jesus is saying here is not that eating and drinking and being merry is a bad thing. That's not the point. The point he was talking about was people were carrying on with their normal lives with no regard to judgment coming, with no regard to the ark door being closed. And they kept, Noah kept speaking it. They just kept living their lives. It's another day, crazy old Noah. Sure, there's going to be a flood. Sure, there's going to be a bunch of animals on the ark. Sure, we're going to all die. Sure, Noah. Sure. Woo, yeah. Sure. And all that went on until one day the rain began to fall when nobody expected it. The Bible says that everybody will say peace. Everything's peaceful. Then boom, sudden destruction. And so nobody knows. And for people to follow idiotic human nature and human beings that say it's going to happen here, it's going to happen this day, you know right then it's wrong. Because the Bible will not allow the fulfillment of things to happen on any day man marks. That's the Word of God. But we're smarter than the Word of God, and we've got it all figured out, and we've done all of our tracing and our history and all this. And, you know, I heard a joke about the Mayan calendar. The only reason it ended is they ran out of rock to write on. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, it didn't mean the end of the world. So, remind yourself that God's Word is the only truth we should be living in. And He's the only help that we should trust in. Just like Melanie made a very clear point. She loves my leadership and my manhood and my husbandship and my fathership. And I'm just an all-around great, wonderful person. But you know what? If I was off the earth, and if I do get off the earth and I'm young, please do an autopsy. But Melanie will move on. We got that on recording. Melanie will move on. Because I explained to her the life insurance policy, so I'll make sure we got that on recording. Pretty bad you're worth more dead than alive, ain't it? So, if I was gone, the present help of God would get her through. Just like it does every one of you who've lost your spouse or a child. It's never easy. You always think about it. But God does help you. And God strengthens you. You know, I remember Angela shared with me, and I won't go into details, not my story to share, but she shared with me a while back, been a few years ago, I guess, that when she had lost her child at 8 months old, she went through a really bad time and questioned a lot of things and even got to a point she didn't want to live anymore and began to just kind of talk to God that way. You're talking about a low moment when you're at a place that you're not sure you even want to remain here. You just really go on. And she was a young woman, very young at this time, still young, but was very young at this time, had her whole life ahead of her. And God visited with her and spoke, and, you know, God helped her through that and gave her what she needed. He became her present help in such deep time of trouble that when all looked hopeless, the one that had hope came to her. When nobody knew what she was battling, not even her own husband really understood, when mother and aunts and sisters and family, when nobody really knew the agony and the pain she was suffering, God did. And God refreshed her and restored her and strengthened her. And I'm so glad He showed up. Because if He hadn't, it could be a whole different story, couldn't it? Understand something. There are a lot of good people that go through so much grief they just snap. Or they go through so much sorrow that it's easier to just take a few pills and just not wake up. I actually went and talked to a man that had that issue about 2 months ago. That he just said, I told the family to get the medicine out of the house, get all the pills out of the house. And they did. Because he made the comment, I just want to take the pills and just not wake up. Because he was at such a bottom place. Now this person, I'm not so sure, is a Christian, really. But thank God Angela was. And her Christ showed up for her. And her Savior came to her bedside in those dark nights. Reminded her, I'm not done with you. Man, she has two more children, two more blessings of God, two more seeds living on. it'll carry on, and God's hands on both of them. God's hands on both of them. It's those times that matter the most to us. When Melanie's dad passed away and I went to Pittsburgh with her, I wasn't really in comfort to her. I was only a chauffeur and a hand to hold. I wasn't really a comfort to her. I couldn't heal that hurt. I couldn't erase any guilt she had, any hurt she had, any pain she was. I couldn't do anything. I'm just there. I didn't get her to where she is today. It was God that got her to where she is today. It was the very present help in her time of trouble that came to her. When she lost her grandmother, I didn't think I was able to control her. I was truly concerned. I'm like, I have got to my hands a fool. But it's amazing how God showed up and somehow stabilized her, because I was really worried. But God stabilized her. You saw Alea's mom here this morning. I hope some of you spoke to her this morning. But you saw this woman that just lost her little 3-year-old angel. Her little face on the back wall of our church there, back there. How she had to go through a Christmas without that child. And how she can be here in a service, smiling, being a part of this body. It's pretty amazing. That's the strength of God. And she is a believer. And she says, I know God will get me through this. No matter what happens around us, we must remind ourselves God is with us. And I don't think we realize how precious that appearance is until we're at a place that there's no other answer. With Casey dying, with Manley's dad dying, with Gene passing away, with Grandpa, those are situations that there's no other answer but the strength of God. None. When I do funerals, my words go out one ear and out the other, because the families are so, I mean, they hopefully hear something, but they're so torn in grief that all they need is peace. And man can't give that peace. But God can. And so begin to embrace the presence of God that's with you now. He is a present help in your time of trouble. Don't think he's got to wait till Tuesday to help you. Remember the old Popeye commercial? Cartoon? Wimpy always ate the hamburgers. And Wimpy had a saying he'd always say. Yes, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Couldn't he love hamburgers? He always wanted to pay later. He got a lot of free hamburgers, didn't he? We treat God that way sometimes, don't we? Well, God, I know you'll show up maybe next Tuesday, but you know, we don't need it. God's now. Whenever you need him, call on him now. We have seen our kids touched by the hand of God in a present moment of prayer. A present moment. Fevers broken, breathing restored, nightmares ceased. In a present moment, he showed up. God's on guard. God's kind of like the line in the movie, is it A Few Good Men, where Jack Nicholson's in a stand? He says, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Aren't you glad God's on that wall? And man, God don't lay down his arms ever. God doesn't fall asleep at his post. God is ever alive, ever present, ever aware, and ever conscious of every need you ever have. Period. Nothing escapes him. There's times Melanie, especially during that time she was going through, next day we'd get up and we'd get ready, and in the morning she would say, I woke up about 3 o'clock and was just crying in bed beside you last night. I never knew it. I'm gone. She's crying in bed beside me, shedding tears in the same bed we're lying in. Who was there to help her? It wasn't me. I'm asleep. It's God. God knew those tears. And God showed up on Robin Hood Loop at 3 o'clock in the morning all those nights and was right there with her, wiping away those tears and restoring to her new peace and new joy and new strength to keep on going. I didn't know any of that was going on, but God did. That's the God we serve. I'm telling you, when we begin to call on the name of the Lord, he will show up. People all the time ask me, I just don't know, I don't believe, you ain't never done anything for me, you don't answer my prayers. You know, no, that's not true.
You call out to God with an earnest heart, you will hear from Him. He will answer you. The Bible's clear on that. Call upon the Lord, He will answer you. But we have to listen, and we have to know that sometimes I think we want God to move in our way. Kind of like how Melly says when she prays for something. Melly's the type that wants God to show up in a beaming light with golden wings. Melanie, the answer is yes. Do it. Yes. 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 That's what she thinks. Instead of understanding that sometimes God speaks to us through so many avenues, through music, through a movie, through a friend, through a family, through a word of God, through the inner voice of the Holy Spirit, so many ways. If we'll just be attentive to hear and believe that we're hearing from God, and then trust that and embrace that. Call upon the Lord. He will help you in your time of need. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still and know I'm God. There's times we just have to be still and be quiet and not do nothing but just trust. Not make any decisions, not make any moves. Just be still and let God do it. Take time to recognize His presence and know that it's all around you every day. And most of all, it's in you as a Christian. You know that we can't separate God's presence from our lives, no matter what we try to do. You can leave here tonight and go to the raunchiest liquor bar and drink up and have a bunch of women hanging all over you and just doing your thing, thinking that, you know, you're in the most unholy, ungodly place. But all along, God's presence is there. He's there. You can't escape it. Remember what the Bible says? I think David says, if I go to the bottom of the earth or top of the sky or the darkest cave, whatever, God, I can't escape you. Think about when Neil Armstrong in 1969 was on that moon. There was God. All them thousands and thousands of miles away from the earth he left, he was standing on the presence of God. God made that moon. The depths of the ocean, those submarines lower down, all them several miles down the deep and make the little boop, boop, boop noise. And they're in this metal fish tube and nothing around them but water and sea creatures. The octopus comes floating by. The shark comes swimming by. All the little tiny fishies everywhere, all around. And you're way down and you're on your submarine by yourself. Nobody's with you. I'd be freaking out. But nobody's with you. You're still in the presence of God. See, the presence of God is not diagnosed as a geographical location. Like, I'm in Orlando. Now I'm in Charlotte. Now I'm in Kansas City. God's not like that. God is spiritual. Everything. We can't escape His presence. Think about how encouraging that is. When you're yelling at your husband or wife and you're throwing dishes and using some pretty bad language. That does not happen in our home, I promise. Well, not the bad language part. God is with us. His presence is there, reminding us, I'm here. I think you need some counseling. I think you need some help. Hello, call on me. It's amazing the one that says in their heart, I don't believe in God, the first one when something goes wrong to say, God help me, right? So funny. We were designed to inhabit the presence of God. We were designed for that. We were designed to be a part of His kingdom. So, He's a present help. As we go in the new year, know He's going in that new year with you. As we bring in tomorrow night, and I'm looking for a wonderful time tomorrow night. I hope you're all going to be here, and I just hope the church is full tomorrow night. People that want to celebrate the new year with us. Bring in 2013 in the presence of our mighty God, declaring His works and His goodness. leaving behind that which is forgettable and embracing the new vision of that which we yet have not achieved. It's what New Year's were all about, isn't it? A do-over, a restart, doing it different, doing it better. New Year's are great. God's a very help in time of trouble. Remember that. Remember that, young people that aren't paying attention to me. Remember that. He is your present help in time of trouble. No matter what it is, He's there for you. One people at the doctor's office had a really bad wreck about a week ago. Crushed his car, a little small car, tumbled over a bunch of times, completely smashed. He walked away with just a couple of cuts. And he told me, he says, I know God's hand was on me. I know that He's wanting me to do something. I've got to do something in my life. I got to do better because I'm still here. It's amazing in those moments we need Him the most, He is there for us. Just talk to Him. Call up on Him. Whatever you're battling, He's yours. And He's here. Thank you for your time tonight. And I hope we're a little lighter tonight because everybody's sleeping up for tomorrow night. It's never a good sign when one of our young people come into church and say, are we having church tonight? Because there wasn't a car tomorrow night. Yes, we're having church tonight. Not encouraging. So thank you for being here. And be praying for tomorrow night's service. Take time tomorrow sometimes to pray that God moves and that the right people are here to get what they need to go into the new year. We will have stuff for our children tomorrow night for the first part of the service, so let your friends know that to bring out the kids as well. And we're just going to have a wonderful time. Plenty of food, plenty of fellowship, plenty of singing, and just you'll get to meet some of my pastor friend Mike, his church, great people there that'll blend in and just be a wonderful mix tomorrow night. I'm really excited. So look forward to y'all being here. We've had a New Year's service every year in the ministry that I know of. We've had one every year, I believe, since we started that one. So this will be like our 10th, I guess our 10th, 9th or 10th New Year's. No, we started at 8. We started at 8 and then backed up to 9. Yeah. Well, we didn't have much. Well, we didn't have, you know, this. We got more in place now. It gets a little different. It was good. But we have church, we have brought in me and Melanie and my mom and dad and Angela and maybe Joe and Sharon. I know sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. Have brought in 10 years together of New Year's. That's pretty amazing. That we have brought in 10 years of New Year's together in church as a Living Word ministry body. So that's pretty amazing. Thank you for that word, Angela. Really felt the Lord and you was talking. I just felt just chills down me right there. Something she said, I'm believing too that we are going to see miracles in 2013. I mean, church, I mean, we sing songs, we pray that way, we believe that way, we testify that way. It's time to start experiencing that way and seeing the miracles and the strongholds being broke and deliverance and healing coming. That's what I'm expecting. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still the same God of the 21st century. He's still here. So I am charged and I am ready, and we're just going to it's going to be a wonderful, free-spirited, celebrating night. And it'll fly by, I promise you. It'll fly. It's the fastest 3 hours of service ever. It just goes right by. So if you do come, please make sure you bring one item. That's all I'm asking. Bring one small thing, either a snack, a dessert. We will have pizza and drinks already covered, but we need just everybody to bring one little thing. Mike's church knows that as well, to bring something as they come. So we should have plenty of good food and good fellowship. And then, man, we're going to bring in. And my son has pointed something out to me and my daughter, and I know I do this. I know I'm bad because I'm a preacher, and I get this way sometimes. I won't go over this year. I'll make sure that I'll get y'all up here before midnight. Most years I know it's like 12:02, and I'm like, oh, well, come on up, y'all, because I get talking. So I want to keep a close eye, and I need somebody to check me about 5 till and let me know. 5 minutes, okay. Let's get you up here so we can count down and bring in the new year celebrating Jesus. So excited. Yeah, Brenda's son will be here, and he'll be singing tomorrow night. So he'll be involved with the service, and we're very excited about that. And you'll see where Melon gets her good looks when you see Calvin. You can tell they're good. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you, darling. Y'all two just help me out with the offer tonight. Will you? Y'all mind? Does y'all right there? We got Christian up there with Jeremy, getting him trained on all that. He's doing a great job with the videos and all that good stuff. So I appreciate that very much. Got your cowboy boots on tonight. I need me some boots. Makes you taller. Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you that we have this word that we can read over and over, where it says, you are a present help in trouble. Let us not forever forget that verse. Let us remember Psalms 46:1 always from this night forward, that you are a present help in my time of trouble. And when you are, when we know you're present, we know we can call on you anytime, and you hear us and you help us. Lord, we ask your blessing on this night offering, that you use it for your glory, and we give you honor and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those little scatter two people, guys. Thank you. We are going to have church Wednesday night. Somebody asked that. We will have church still Wednesday night this week. So, New York City. I know Melanie used to, you used to stay at Wall Drop. I don't know if I ever saw it live either or not, because I always been in church every year. So I don't know if I ever. All right. Everybody good? Well, let's stand our feet. We'll close out in prayer. You have a safe trip home tonight. Look forward to seeing you back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Lord, thank you for your presence with us tonight, as it is always, and for the word that's come forth. And I hope hearts have been encouraged tonight, Lord. They've been encouraged by your presence, knowing that you are here in our present to help us in our time of trouble. And whatever we're crying about, whatever we're grieving through, you are there to help us and restore us. Thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for this year, for 2012. There's been ups and there's been downs, but God, there's been a lot more ups than there have been downs. Thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy that's kept me and my family, that's protected us for my healthy children, for our home, and for all you blessed us with. Forgive me, Lord, for complaining and grumbling when there's so much to be thankful for. It has been a good year, and you have blessed and prospered, and I thank you for all the blessings you've given us. Thank you for what you've done to the church this year, for getting us through another year and blessing this ministry. And we just look for wonderful things to happen in the next year to come. We're expecting, Lord, miracles and deliverance to come forth. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Have a wonderful night. Be safe.